I read this online on Nextdoor from a discussion on crows. I did not post this. Someone else. They said, are you sure you saw crows? Maybe they were ravens. There's a difference. Has to do with the pinion feathers, the tail feathers. Crows have less than the ravens, and so the difference between a crow and a raven is a matter of a pinion.
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, this is Christina. Remember a few years ago when we put our house on the market? We had 6 offers, all of them above asking price. Well, we decided we'd like to do that again. Call me.
That is not funny at all, because we're in this very same market of what she's... I wrote that during the doldrum years of 10, 11, 12 was the hardest hit. So it was funny then, but stop playing it. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guests, two architects. Ellen Bilston has been on a few times, and she's bringing along Cass Ensberg, a fellow architect, and we're going to talk about what's going on all cities in general. Doesn't have to only apply to Santa Barbara. The AUDs, the average unit size density, not to be confused with ADU, which is not a woman's device, and an accessory dwelling unit, and then the FAR, F-A-R, the floor area ratio. So we'll talk about that for cities and downtown State Street. We have the State Street dining outdoor, future of that, and is also the future of Nordstrom's. What would they do as architects? Because in 2 weeks, I'm going to interview the new owner of Nordstrom's. We'll find out what he has to say. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look in the first segment, and we'll do it all. It's just the first, what is it, how many weeks? 8 weeks, so not quite 2 months calendar-wise, but 8 technical weeks. And we combined everything, and then I took out Montecito and Hope Ranch, and then we just looked at Montecito and Hope Ranch. Happy birthday to Brian Urich. And I didn't let Amazon or Paramount push me around. I was in the middle of watching Perry Mason, 9 seasons. I'm in the middle of 2/3 through season 4, and suddenly it says, would you like to continue watching? Join Paramount. So I said, no, thank you. And I spent $100 and I bought the entire 9 seasons on DVD. And there were several episodes that would just show up and be missing. So now I have the complete set. Okay, let's take a look at year-to-date. 8th week of the year through February 25th, so 3 days shy of the first 2 months. And let's look at the number of sales first. Number of sales, 2022, are down 34%. 138 single-family sales, Carp de Goleta, just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service. 138 sales. Last year, 209. But if you go back, the year before that, 2020, was 158, 151. 2018 was 138, exactly what 2022 is. 2017 was 160. 160. The drop to 2018, probably partially due to the debris flow. And then 2016 was 158. So 138 is tied with 2018. 2022's year-to-date number of sales, 138 is tied with 2018, the lowest since 2016. And those are the numbers. If you take out Hope Ranch and Montecito, and those numbers are down 34%. If you take out Montecito and Hope Ranch, the numbers are down 31%. Okay, so that tells you that Montecito and Hope Ranch numbers are down 40%. So they're driving the show as usual. So without Montecito and Hope Ranch, 101 sales. Last year, 2021, was 147 sales, and 2020 was 121 sales. So we're down without Montecito and Hope Ranch. Only Montecito and Hope Ranch, number of sales are down 40%. Okay, overall down 34% number of sales for the first 8 weeks of the year. without Montecito and Hope Ranch, only down 31% number of sales, but only Montecito and Hope Ranch, sales are down 40%. 37 sales for Montecito and Hope Ranch first 8 weeks. Last year, 62. However, 2020 was 36, so we're actually better than 2020. We're better than 2019, 26. We're better than 2018, 27. And we're better than 2017, 31. These are all for the first 8 weeks of the year, just Montecito and Hope Ranch. So despite being down a whopping 40%, still better than all the other years going back to 2017, Montecito and Hope Ranch. Terms of median price, year to date, are you sitting down? $2,527,000. We ended up 2021 at $1,962,000. It was close. It could have been $2,000,000. Over $2.5 million median price. That's everything. That's up 33% from last year's $1.9 million for the first 8 weeks. Interesting that 2021, first 8 weeks, was $1.9 million and ended up at $1,962,000. So things were up and down, but in the end, the first 8 weeks were foretelling, where usually it's not. If you look at prior years, well, the first 8 weeks in 2020 was higher than what they ended up with for the year, as was 2019, as was 2018. 2017 was $1,195,000, ended up at $1,285,000. So that's interesting. It's a short period of time to look at the first 8 weeks of the year. So don't get your panties in a bunch. Is that the expression? So that's everything. Median price up a whopping 33%, partially because Montecito and Hope Ranch is up 19%, $4,750,000 versus last year, first 8 weeks, $4,000,000. And all much higher than prior years. And then taking out Montecito and Hope Ranch, the median price is up 28%. So the first 8 weeks of the year, the median price year to date in 2022, single family, is $1,950,000, which almost equals last year's median price, including Hope Ranch. So $1,950,000 for the first 8 weeks, median price up 28%. Last year was $1,525,000, and the year before that, almost $1,002,000. So big jumps, even without Montecito and Hope Ranch. Any questions? Don't call me. I'll call you. My maternal grandfather, my maternal grandmother, I'm not sure where my maternal grandfather was born. It might have been England, or his mother might have been from England. My maternal grandmother came from Mashivka, Ukraine. And both my paternal grandparents came from the Ukraine. I have a piece of paper, a news article somewhere with a map, and my dad wrote on it and handed it to me. It's buried somewhere. It might be a town called Volkovysk, if it's still there, where both my paternal grandparents came. Never talked to them. They never said, hey, back in the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing stories about a horse-drawn carriage. This would have been in the late 1800s. They came here just around the turn of the century. So very, very interesting what's going on. StopPicassoNow.com. We interviewed StopPicassoNow.com. Picasso is an entity formed by some people, one prior owner of Zillow, and it's a house sold on the Riviera to Picasso, and they found out about Stop Picasso Now, and Stop Picasso Now told them about me because I had them on as a guest. So they called me, told me they're galvanizing neighborhood associations, the Riviera Association. They want a petition to the city. They're not happy. I spoke to a friend, exchanged emails with friends who bought and are building a home in Pebble Beach. They said there's one a half mile away. They said, how do we prevent one from coming next door? I told them about Stop Picasso Now. If you support Picasso, then have at it. If you don't, go to Stop Picasso Now, P-A-C-A-S-O, StopPicassoNow.com. And Richard is a founding member. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with a pair of aces? No, a pair of architects.